At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Gardaí have charged 29 people as part of a major clampdown on retail crime. Operation Tháirge, which probably means Operation Products or Operation Goods, is a Gardaí investigation into theft, handling stolen goods, criminal damage and assaults on shop staff in Dublin's north inner city. In the face of all of this, Dublin Town is switching on the Christmas lights tonight across 24 streets. Henry McKean reports on shoplifting and the kind of carry-on that the shops have to cope with. And he sent us this report.
Why do people shoplift?
And it's a necessity. It's too expensive for things, yeah?
And what sort of things?
Food. Like, I've been in and out of prison all my life. I've actually got 6 months for food to feed kids. Like, it's madness. Like, I think it's a waste of taxpayers.
So what sort of food were you taking?
Like, the girls all made a laugh. It was actually a packet of fish fingers. And I got 6 months for that.
Why do people shoplift in the capital?
To make money. Yeah, sell our stuff. And you make a few quid if you're a drug addict. To do the houses up. To put on everything to a house and need a lot of stuff.
People do it to buy drugs because of the drugs habit or to renovate their home.
Or fix the house up or things like that.
As I said, like myself, I'm an addict, but I'm clean now. But I still shoplift. I can't help it. I'm a pure kleptomaniac.
You're a kleptomaniac.
I am. I can't help it. Even if a security man is watching me, I have to rob some.
So if the security guard's watching you, it makes you want to take it.
It's a natural rush I get walking through the door. You know, knowing that the arm can go on your shoulder. And it's a natural and adrenaline rush like then you get away with.
And there's watches behind us there in a jeweller's. You wouldn't go in there, would
you?
No. Not into the jewellery.
No, I wouldn't be. Don't you get 5 years for that.
Where I am at the moment in the heart of Dublin, I've come across two Gardaí, so there is a Garda presence, and most shops do have a security guard outside, and I'm going to pop in to one of those shops and have a chat to the manager about shoplifting this Christmas. So I'm in the great outdoors on Georgia Street, and the security guard, he's looking at me.
Hi, I'm Mark Smith from the Great Outdoors on Georgia Street.
Mark, we're getting ready for that Christmas rush. You've lots of stock in. I have noticed you've got a security tag on this beautiful ski jacket. Tell me, why are so many people now involved in retail crime or shoplifting?
The real problem is that I think people are stealing to get money for, you know, substance abuse. I think
to buy drugs.
To buy drugs, essentially. Most people are stealing to convert it into cash. Very few people are stealing for themselves.
So they're not stealing, for example, this beautiful, name the brand, jacket, ski jacket, is in the region of maybe about €300. They're not stealing that to wear it. They're stealing it to sell it on and perhaps maybe get 50 quid on it.
Absolutely. It's just the ongoing drug crisis in the city. I feel that there's a lot of, you know, antisocial behaviour when it comes to shoplifting. A lot of aggression is used in stores against staff, which is very hard to crack down on or police. We use security tags as a deterrent, but I suppose vigilance is the real way that we try to stop shoplifting in our store.
And when I come in to your shop, when I come into the great outdoors, I'm greeted by a security guard. He said hello to me, and then a member of staff came over and said, hello, can I help? So in a way, by saying hello to me, you're also telling me, by the way, we're watching you, in a polite way.
Yeah, it's like a disarming technique, and it's you know, kill them with kindness. Don't give the opportunity to shoplift. Don't let people think that they're anonymous in your store. Everybody is greeted, whether they're a customer or not.
You must have seen it all. What have you seen?
Oh, we've seen everything from people, you know, stuffing clothing up their jackets, from using snips to cut security tags off it, grabbing products and just running out the door.
So smash and grab. They would actually run in and leg it.
Yeah, exactly. They could just go straight, come in and just be straight out the door. Luckily, because we have a security guard that is not really the case, but I have seen it in the past. There is a certain amount of it which is organised, absolutely. They're the ones that you don't really notice at the time, the ones that are generally not all that aggressive. It's the opportunistic shoplifter, the aggressive person. So it's really just, you know, as I said before, kill them with kindness.
And if you do see them stuff a jacket into their bag or perhaps wear loads of clothes leaving the store, when you challenge them, what do they say to you?
Well, I think in that situation, you really need to be getting in touch with the guards. Certainly, there'll be certainly a lot of expletives thrown your way. And then the risk of being hurt.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/football. Fuel points TC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And sometimes a shoplifter can be respectable looking. They don't always look a little bit rough.
Ah, absolutely. Like, they could come in very well dressed, put together. They're generally the ones that you maybe don't notice straight away because they're professionals, you know. This is their job.
They know what they want.
They know exactly what they want.
You've got good CCTV as well. I mean, I notice I'm on quite a few cameras right now. I'm being watched in a good way.
Oh, absolutely in a good way. I think it's very important for all retail to have some form of CCTV. So at least then, if there is an incident, that they can help the guards to solve the case.
And you think it's important to prosecute?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There needs to be repercussions for people's actions.
Why are people in Dublin shoplifting in far greater numbers?
Some of it's down to mostly homelessness.
You think it's homelessness?
Yeah, having to survive whatever way, whether they wear it, sell it, whichever.
So let's say an item is stolen from a boutique or perhaps a department store or a designer good. Where does it go?
9 times out of 10, sold or worn, so they can live in whatever way it takes them, whether it's to get one of the safe hostels or...
So you think it's homelessness?
Or it could be even down to drugs, it could be anything.
Could be drugs. And let's say a €300 jacket is stolen. What would you get for it? What would someone get for it, in your opinion?
From €20 to half price.
The shops are full of security, CCTV, but people are still doing it.
I work doing event security myself, and there's ways around it.
So you've done event security?
Yeah, so like there is, no matter how skilled a security guard is, someone's still going to be able to have their little trick.
So there's a trick to it?
Yeah. You have to get the right time, the right place. I'll just be good at what they're doing.
And being homeless, how tough is it?
To be honest with you, it's probably one of the toughest things I went through, even down to losing family, like my mother and whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, like, I'd say it's probably the most toughest thing, especially for a girl.
And for a lady, it must be even harder.
It is, because, like, you have to watch yourself 24 hours a day, night time, everything.
And have you ever found yourself in a situation where friends have shoplifted?
Yeah, I've done it myself, to be honest, at times.
And what have you taken?
Probably clothes.
And you needed the money?
No, it wasn't the money, I needed the clothes, to be honest.
You actually just needed something to wear?
Yeah.
It was that bad?
Like yesterday I had to get Linda €20 to buy this for €16.
So you bought some...
Because I was going around in men's tracksuit bottoms that were three times too big on me.
And did you bought them?
Yeah. I've actually still received.
I trust you.
No, it's just because I walk into a shop and security around me, so I...
Really?
Yeah.
They're suspicious of you?
Yeah.
People are definitely feeling let down, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people not walking in the country, which is coming to crime and stuff like that, light theft. It's not really good for the country. We're a given country, we're a loving country. So things are very expensive. Like, the cost of living nowadays is extremely high. And for the people that can't afford it, this is why they're torn and the theft, and do you know what I mean? They could be robbing stores and stuff like that just to feed their families, because the prices we're paying for like meats and stuff nowadays is extortionate.
And beef is up 40%.
It's extortionate, that's what it is, and it's not good for the country, it's not good for the people trying to feed their families.
And when you see that, when you see a steak with a security tag on it, you know, has it come to that?
So with that, like, there's ways, the people are finding ways around this now, you know what I mean?
So how do you get the steak out of the shop?
Come here, you put it into a foil bag nowadays. You know what I mean? The people know ways of coming around, you know what I mean? These sort of things, you know what I mean? Now, it's not nice, so I don't condone it, you know what I mean? I don't.
Because for us, the consumer, the price is added on to the steak because the shop has to pay for security, they have to pay for more CCTV and more gadgets to try and make it harder for you to steal the steak.
Yeah, so.
So it's a vicious circle.
It's a very vicious circle, and it's costing the state a lot of money. You know what I mean? And this money should be going towards other things. You know, our homeless situation is going out of control now at the minute. We've nearly 5,000 kids in accommodation. You know what I mean? 16,000 people in Dublin. It's terrible, you know, and the state need to look into it a lot more. Some people don't have the money. Some people are struggling this time. Especially this time of year. It's Christmas time. You know what I mean? It's not nice for families to be struggling. Whether they have one, three or five kids, you know, they shouldn't have to struggle. We're in a day and age now where you should be getting by okay in life, and we shouldn't have to go through these struggles. You know what I mean? I'm going into the Uber shopping now. I know I'll spend about €50 on there, and I'll come back with a half a bag.
So you won't even have much?
I won't have much, and that's a lot of money to be spending, you know what I mean?
And that's why people might, you know, throw in a few items here and there. And not put it through
some,
the checkout.
Not myself, no. But some people are doing that. A lot of people are doing it. As I said, it's coming up to Christmas time. People are struggling with trying to buy presents. And this is what they're going to turn to. It's theft of food and stuff. Because there is extortionate prices that we're paying.
You work in retail. You're told not to approach. Just let security deal with it.
If we see it, like obviously we can alert security, but we're not actually allowed to go over.
So when you do see it, do you think, why are they bothering? Why are they stealing? Or can you understand, do you have any empathy for them?
No.
You just think their chances?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I feel like sometimes it's because they know it's cheap. So it's already cheap, so they're already just going to do it anyway.
So you work in a shop where the item is low value, so they think, you know, I'm not going to get in trouble because the item is cheap.
I think that's their thought process. But then for something so simple as like €1, €2, it's actually a bigger consequence.
And they could go to jail for stealing something worth just a couple of euro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Today, for example, there is a nice vibe in the city, in the capital. I did meet some Christmas shoppers. What's your message for people that perhaps are thinking of coming into the capital to go Christmas shopping?
I think the city is, despite of any shoplifting that's happening, I think the city is doing really well. There is lots of great atmosphere going on. The lights are up. People are in great form. I think there's lots to do in the city centre. So come on into Dublin town and, you know, do your Christmas shopping.
All right, that was from Henry McKean, and his report finished with Mark Smith from The Great Outdoors, encouraging people to come into the capital to Christmas shop, even if there are some who come into town with rather different ideas of shopping.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.